Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Ah, Christmas time. Which is not to infer that this is a gift, but from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and joining me fresh, I guess he's back in country because he's joining me today, is writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, I went from Honduras, which has no rights of self-defense, flew into Texas. That's a large cultural change, I'll have you know.
Yeah, it's like a, sort of probably like being on a different planet.
Now, wonderful people in both states, both countries, but wow, yeah, the way they conduct business is very different. I want to make fun of Chicago since we're in the Christmas season. No, it's really not funny. They had 11 people shot and wounded over the weekend, 31 shot and wounded last week. So the good news is it's a little better than it was before. Unfortunately, this last weekend, 4 people have been killed since Friday night. The total is now over 3,300 people this year. Most of them are shot by the drug gangs who control Chicago. And as horrible as it sounds, this was better. Last week, 28 were wounded. Baltimore had 5 people shot to death last week, and that's one fewer than the week before when we talked. There, the total's only up to 274. Bill, 274 people murdered in your community, and that's considered good news. That's just horrible.
Yeah. Their normal is horrible. And their improvement is worse.
It's just, well, I read where the Democrat governor of Illinois said, after this last election, we've got the votes. We can push for even more gun control. And what I'm hearing from him is, I failed horribly. Think of it, both Chicago, Illinois, Baltimore, Maryland, they're noted for strict gun control laws, both states. So if ink on paper would have made us safer, then those places should be Mayberry, or the way we pretended that Mayberry was. And in fact, it's not. It's not the same at all. And here's what we forget, because Chicago's a media center. Baltimore's a media center. But violence is localized. Most counties won't have a single murder of any kind. Not gun, not knife, not bat, nothing. But 2% of our counties, our failed Democrat cities, will have over half of our murders this year.
Right.
I guess as elections have come and gone, I'm becoming more political, and the power to regulate story, the power just to say, you know, yes, I understand that's not exactly what the law says, but that's how we interpret it. That's the power to destroy any corporation. So Republican Attorney General out of Montana, Austin Knutson, he's going, you know, UPS and FedEx, they said they had 5 senators call them up and say, we're worried that you're shipping guns. Well, they're obeying the companies are obeying the law.
Right.
So then the companies basically voluntarily, that's like saying a man with a gun to my head and with my arm behind my back, did I volunteer? Well, maybe. So the AG has now asked for all documentation. describing any conversations between UPS and FedEx and politicians. Why did those companies agree to record firearms transfer information? The thought being, is this a bunch of Democrat senators who are going around the prohibition of creating a firearms registry? What's interesting to me, the Montana AG, sometimes he writes for our friend Dan at The Truth About Guns.
Right.
Wrong guy to play games with. Oops.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. I don't know what to say. I sit around here I had a kid on, a young grassroots kid from Oregon last week.
Right.
And in Oregon, they're getting ready to, they're facing the inability to buy guns anywhere after December the 8th. They have allowed a law to be put in place by a bunch of people who are designing a feel-good virtue signal.
Right.
Without any actual mechanism or method of implementation. So everything gets put on hold. Even though the state police are saying, oh, well, we have paper and pen workarounds we can do until they actually put the mechanism in place. But, I mean, how quick is that going to be?
Well, isn't this very similar to what Paloma was talking about on your show in New York?
Yeah. They passed it now, so in Oregon. Right. So,
right. What is infuriating to me is that if we asked most voters, the ones that, let's say, voted for these gun control measures, and we asked them how many times a year do you think people save themselves, either save their lives or save themselves from great bodily injury, either themselves or, you know, one of their relatives, you know, maybe one of their children, they would have no idea. Not a clue. And you and I know that it's between 1.7 and 2.5. What I found this weekend, I was on vacation, somebody started to talk politics. I said, I don't think you know enough to ask that question, so we're on vacation, let's just leave it alone. What's fascinating, details matter so much, because we ask you, did you defend yourself with your gun? Bill, there are people in your house for long times as you were building your family. So you may have had people in your house who had access to your gun, but not their gun.
Right.
So does a girlfriend ever defend herself with a boyfriend's gun? A husband defend himself with his? Now, here's an interesting question. I'm a gun owner. Maybe because of logistics, I grab my wife's gun and defend myself when somebody breaks in the house. Did you use your gun to defend yourself? I answer the question and say no. Boy, do details matter.
Always. The devil is always in the details. Details do, in fact, matter. But, I mean, when you go on vacation, do you think to yourself, I got to have this little break in between now and when I pick this up again, but I know when I go back, there's not going to be some miraculous happenstance to where I don't have to be a Second Amendment advocate again?
No, I never think that. I wonder what's happened. I know that if I've been gone for a week, I'll have plenty to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I get back to you.
Nothing but new revelations, because it's a constantly changing environment. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News.
And when he's not underneath the ocean surface, he does take enough time out of his busy day to grace you and me here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Lawfirm.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Yes, sir.
Bill, while I was gone, now, November, the beginning of November, is often a slow gun sales month. It's a little late for hunting. People already should have bought their guns. It may be just a little early for the Christmas rush. But we've sold 1.5 million firearms in November. Over 700,000 were in 1 week alone. The reason I think that's fascinating is there are now a number of states where if you have a carry permit, you don't need to run a background check. Hi, you already ran one. I'm a card-carrying good guy. Let's do business. And the vendor says, that looks up to date. Yep, it's not expired. What would you like to buy? So if you buy your firearms that way, you don't appear in the next system. Even so, those are huge numbers.
Yeah, I think part of that, and I don't know how much of that it has to do with Oregon, which I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Because right now in Oregon, yeah, they're double parking in Oregon gun store parking lots.
Wow.
They're double parking.
And some of the
gun stores plan to take some time off on December the 8th just because they've been working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, trying to keep up with demand.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
So having said all of that.
Now remember, you can only do a person-to-person transfer amongst immediate family member.
Right.
So your brother lives in Idaho? Bro, I can't get this in Oregon anymore. Pick it up. Okay. When are we meeting for the holidays? Great. I'll pay you then. Person-to-person transfer.
Right.
It's embarrassing that there isn't a simple way for you and I. You and I want to transfer a gun. You say, Rob, I haven't seen you for a couple years. I remember you from back in school. How can I run a simple background check to make sure you're squared away? Instead, we have to grind through the process with a FFL if we want to make sure you're not, you know, did that buddy that you knew in high school, is he a legal gun buyer? We assume, but we might not know. And it's a shame that there's not a simple way for honest people to do the right thing.
Indeed. But why would they make it simple?
Okay. There's a subtlety to that. Rob, if they made it that easy,
if
politicians were that straightforward, what would we have to talk about?
Indeed. Here's the thing. A lot of people cry out about censorship, right? As an example.
Okay.
Censorship. Yeah. Now, that's uh-huh. that's a First Amendment infringement, if you will, censorship.
Right.
So I got censored the other day on YouTube. Not on YouTube, on Facebook. I can no longer post a player for my podcast episodes on my Facebook page. On either my show page or my personal page, because someone has complained that is abusive language. Now, I have mentioned that I have had that sanction, if you will, put up against me. But do you know how this is actually censorship that is enforced?
I don't.
It is enforced by my participation with their platform.
Yes. Now I understand.
So right. I am very seriously considering contacting everybody that I don't have phone numbers of that I want to stay in contact with and just deleting my social media presence, at least on Facebook. And,
right.
And here's the thing. When we're looking at the First and Second Amendments, here's the thing with this. I know that there's people like you. You lived in California. And
right.
You probably know a lot of people still live in California that are like, well, when you move down to California to Louisiana, which is a constitutional carry state, right?
Not yet. No.
Oh, they're not? Okay. They're open carry state, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
we let ex-military has constitutional carry, but not the rest of us.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting law. Anyway, having said that, you decided that instead of participating and fighting the uphill battle in a state that clearly was not interested in saving itself, you left.
Right.
You left California. You left them, and, you know, now look at what you left. They're talking about now $559 billion in reparations to a bunch of people that didn't live there, and California was not part of the Union during the Civil War.
Right.
How does California owe reparations to anybody?
Bill, it's irrelevant who owes who to what.
Right.
What the politicians are going, what if I spend your tax money, how many votes will it buy? That's what this is about.
Well, it is. But and you're right. It is about power. So here's the thing. Taking that into consideration.
Yeah.
Taking that into consideration. The people in these Second Amendment infringing utopian hellscapes.
Yes.
Should just leave. You know, the other day when Hochul got out there and said, if you're a Republican, if you're an assault, if you're pro-life, you should get on the bus and go to Florida.
They did.
Well, some of them did, but they have five, at the time, she had either 5.9 or 5.4 million Republicans in the state of New York. And if they were to up and leave, that would be a significant upheaval of their tax base.
Yes,
because
it would.
New York City doesn't have a middle class anymore.
No.
That's what controls the state. They either have people on the dole, or they have people that make so much money that they can just afford to do whatever they have to do.
Yeah.
So they don't have a middle class, so New York City, of course, dictating all of this stuff, they would never feel that. But because they don't have a middle class, which is where most of the tax money is coming from in some cases, well, most of the tax money is coming from your one percenters, but nonetheless, the middle class without them, 5.4 million taxpayers, you know, exiting stage left, that would decimate them. It would become a utopian hellhole altogether, state to state, you know, border to border.
Right.
And at some point, it's going to come to that, I'm afraid.
I saw an article recently. You're leading me off straight, but I'm glad to go there. It looked at states like Oregon.
I'll tell you what, before you go off astray here, because we're coming up on the break, set this up. Well, I'll tell you what, don't even set this up. Just tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast that comes out once a week. I try and keep it around 20 minutes, a snack food of a podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are about 2,000 articles to keep you busy. From there, my writing is often picked up and carried at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News.
Actually, gets carried all over the place. His stuff gets picked up by all kinds of places. Second Amendment Foundation picks it up for Keep and Bear Arms. I see it all over the place. Anyway, having said that, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans have more time to get the real ID necessary to board flights or enter federal facilities. The Department of Homeland Security announced the real ID deadline will be pushed back from May 3rd of next year to May 7th, 2025. DHS saying the extension is necessary to address the lingering impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The initial implementation date for real IDs was October 1st of last year. A California startup is promising a starting car by 2025. Aleph Aeronautics from the San Francisco Bay Area wants to start delivering its $300,000 Model A flying car to customers by the end of that year. Aleph is already taking deposits from potential customers. President Biden is hosting the Congressional Ball at the White House Monday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're joined by Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, whom I had to interrupt. Did you ever listen to G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes.
Do you remember how he would go to break going, "We have to now take a pause for some crass commercial messages"? You remember? I would never say that about my sponsors. I always wondered about that even before when I listened to him. I wasn't in the radio business. But I always wondered about that. Okay, so these guys are probably paying you, and you go, "Crass commercial messages." Yeah, okay, all right, gotcha. Anyway, I had to interrupt you so we could go to break. So please, if you would.
Oh, you said, look at how we are self-sorting. As you said, we're moving. Lots and lots of us are moving to freedom. In some cases, we have to. Our jobs disappeared after Democrats, in my case, wiped out so much industry in California. Same's true in New York. Pennsylvania just said, "Yes, you know, I know this is a coal and natural gas state. We're going to stop all that." You know, if you don't vote, you get what you deserve. It always amazes me how West Virginia can have a Democrat senator. There was a time when Democrats supported labor. Not anymore. They're far too goosey for that. But we have lots of states. They were during this last election, I think another was a half dozen counties in Oregon said, "You know, I know we can't do it tomorrow, but we'd rather be part of Idaho. How do we get this done?" Now, what I find fascinating is there are lots of Indian lands where the feds have said, "Yeah, I know you have mineral rights. You can't exploit them." The UN has said, you know, there's something called self-determination of original peoples. You shouldn't be able to do that. I'm wondering when a state, when a county in Oregon will say, "We have an Indian casino here. Because of them, we want to join another state." There are a lot of people that hunger for freedom.
I think that's just a natural human condition to hunger for freedom.
a lot of people feel that hunger for safety more than freedom. I met, you know, I was on vacation, bumped into a bunch of them. Here's an example. One of the things we saw in Oregon was, I think you now had to be 21 to buy a firearm. Georgia, I think, just had a bill proposed that would lower the concealed carry age down to 18 from 21. I saw just the other day, Oklahoma was doing the same thing. So there are places where freedom is growing. You got to remember that. And our votes matter. If we want that to happen, you got to show up.
Indeed. Indeed.
Let's see. What was it? We were talking about Oregon so much. The thing that recently passed, not by much, the ballot initiative 114, the state's being sued again because ballot initiatives have not gone through a committee process. They don't have someone say, you know, excuse me, Madam Chairman, we need to examine it in light of this and correct that feature. What was written was passed. So the problem is that in measure 114, they say, if you want to buy a gun, you have to go give fingerprints, get a criminal background check, talk to your police, maybe even the state police. Well, the issue is there's no time limit on that at all. Your local sheriff, he can absolutely refuse to process your paperwork. That's a problem. Remember, in the Bruin decision, they talked about the standards that could be used around firearms, whether it's concealed carry, permit to sale, any of that, permit to purchase. The standards must be definite, limited, objective, and unbiased. They said it can't be a matter of, what's it called? It can't be subjective with it. Oh, it can't be a matter of
test-based.
Am I a convicted felon? Yes or no? Check the box. If it takes more than check the box, that can't be one of the standards. Well, in here, in the Oregon Initiative 114, they said, by the way, local law enforcement can also ask you any question they would like. Whoops. And it's not like, now, I guess to make apologies for the people who wrote it, they probably wrote it long before the Bruin decision came down.
Right.
Yeah. How much time we got? Because I want to go to Congress.
Oh, well, you got time to go to Congress.
Oh, great. Republicans are already making some nice moves when they're looking at taking over the Judiciary Committee's in Congress.
Yeah.
Representative Jim Jordan, he's from Ohio. Yeah. I wish he were the speaker. Now he will be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's sent letters to the BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, saying, yeah, guys, you've been doing some things that aren't in the black letter of the law. Come here and talk to us about that. You know, we asked you for information before. We're not asking anymore. Quote, if these requests remain outstanding in the beginning of the 118th Congress, the committee may be forced to resort to compulsory processes to obtain the documents. So he's repeatedly asked them over the past 23 months, what are you doing when the BATFE has just basically gone crazy, making up laws left and right. And it said, well, this has got to stop. The classic example was pistol braces and the new definition of frames and receivers. I have to really respect Congressman Jordan. He said the Biden administration has told us, in black and white, that he said it to the public in front of microphones, we're coming for your guns. And we won't let that happen, and we won't let the ATF off the hook, close quote. That's good news.
Well, it's the best news, but, ATF, There's a couple things going on now with ATF that they're going to come under scrutiny for. And this, the timing of this, I, you know, we're supposed to hear about the pistol brace thing next month or this month, sometime this month, we're supposed to hear about it. And now Jordan is sort of signaling to Dettelbach that, you know, you guys are doing a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with what you do. We're the ones that determine what is and is not a gun. We're the ones that determine what is and what is not an NFA item. Not you. You don't get to do it via the rules. And I think he may be setting him up because Jordan is the kind of guy that would get out there and just simply defund somebody. Oh, you're not going to listen to us? You're not going to play by my rules? Fine, you're out of business.
Right.
And that's why I wish he were the speaker.
Yes.
That's why I wish he was speaker. But having said that, you know, he is not. But he is in charge of the Judiciary Committee, which that has been a big show trial place here of late.
Right.
And now I hope Jordan gets out there and says, oh, so you guys wanted to have a January 6th commission? Hey, I'm all for that. Let's go. First guy we're going to subpoena is that guy that shot that Ashley Babbitt. I want to know his rules of engagement. Let's go get him. No, you don't get to shield him. You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, he's one of those guys that could very easily become quite the loose cannon. And I love them. Hey, before we run out of time, how do they find you?
Oops. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amalant, and as Bill pointed out, it's at Keep and Bear Arms. Sometimes it's the truth about guns.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. How many articles do you write a week when you're not scuba diving?
Two, typically.
Two?
Only two. Only two new ones.
And Self-Defense Gun Stories comes out how often a week? Twice?
Just once a week.
Just once a week. And
just one.
The Life Society comes out how many times a week?
Once a week, and every other Tuesday, I'm on the weekly, the daily bullet with the Second Amendment Foundation as well.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's just a half-hour news review.
Ah.
5 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah. Is it just you and Paul? Who's on there?
Paul and a guest. He's got 10 guests he cycles through, so I'm on every other Tuesday afternoon.
Gotcha. Okay. Just wondered about that. Yeah. So I know, doing two articles a week, that means how much research do you put into making one of these articles? Because you do a lot of research about self-defense gun stories, for example, with that podcast, and you actually have to go find those, which are not, it's not like they're out there just in the offing. Yeah. I'm going to go to CNN and catch up on the latest roster of hand, you know, defensive gun uses. That doesn't exist, so.
There are guys that write several articles a day. I don't know how they do it. I routinely spend 4 to 5 hours doing research on a single article.
Right. Okay. Okay. I just wonder about that. I mean, I do what I do, and it just seems like there's just not enough time in the day sometimes to get it all done.
Well, and as you thank goodness, sometimes we can report what other people have done. We don't have to do. Not everything we bring up here is our own research. Amen. Thank goodness for that. Not enough hours.
Yeah.
I did see a quote that I thought, I don't know if you covered this. Judge Roger Benitez in California. California had passed.
Yeah. I saw.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I just was about to say you didn't know. I have not reported on that.
Okay. California passed this crazy law. If they were violating the Second Amendment, and you said, hey, stop that. Assault weapons ban, let's say, magazine capacity limit. You can't talk about firearms or market firearms where people under 18 might hear it. You realize what you just said? The Boy Scouts can no longer use air guns and stuff. Because, what? You're being crazy here. If you question that law and any part of your case is denied, you might have 10 points of contention, and on one, it's not clear that you won or lost. The state can then recover all of their attorney's fees And by the way, there's no audit of that. Their fees are whatever they say they are. Well, there was a case recently where they settled out of court with California. I think it was the defense distributed case where they said, okay, we'll accept your ruling, but if we accept it, you can't come after us with the and make us pay those penalties. So we'll stop here before we get to trial. The state said, okay, fine. The state then said, when people sued the state of California about this burden shifting, where if you sue them, you have to pay all the California state's legal costs, they said, no, that law isn't enforced yet. They go, wait a minute, you've already had written judgments where you said you agreed to waive your right to apply for those fees. So Judge Benitez said, that's crazy. No way. This is what he said, and I thought, I'm going to quote him here word for word. The American court system and its forum for peacefully resolving disputes is the envy of the world. One has to question the wisdom of a state law that dissuades gun owners from using the courts to peacefully resolve disagreements over the constitutionality of state laws. Close quote. The judge is saying, we should fight this in the court rather than in the streets. Thank goodness someone's got a brain.
Well, Benitez, he's sort of like an outlaw. Well, he's like a lot of these red states.
Sinatra?
These little islands of blue in the middle of them. He's a little island of red in the middle of the Ninth Circuit. And it's very interesting that he continues this way. And, you know, with the Ninth Circuit, I think half of the Ninth Circuit now are Trump appointees. But we only hear about Benitez.
It's not half. I think it's just under half. And I believe the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court gets to pick the people who are on not only three judge panels, but en banc panels. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in the Ninth Circuit. You're absolutely right.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how long that holds up and everything else. Benitez is a font of things. Have you trained this year? Did you get to train anywhere this past year?
No.
I didn't either. I mean, the last time I trained was pre-COVID.
Interesting.
I know that there's lots of training going on. Have you trained since COVID? Yes.
Yeah, I took a class with the Hills in Atlanta, just outside of Atlanta. And they were, given that it was almost a little bit of hands-on, everybody was, you know, applying the hand sanitizer. That was the last time I trained, I think.
Yeah, got to get back into that groove.
Yep.
And thankfully, ammunition has come down enough now to where
yes.
it's you can consider training again.
Right.
That's one of those things that I that was the biggest problem. So. Anyway. I was just thinking about the training thing, because the last time I trained was when we went to, Leesville.
Right.
Boy, that was hot Fisher. That was hot that day. But then you guys that stayed for the rest of the week, it was just beautiful, wasn't it? It was like 100 degrees on the day that I trained, and I had a heat injury, and the next day it's in the 70s.
The weather is what it is. It was tough.
Well, in South Carolina, tough. You can have all four seasons in a week.
In a week.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to. Who did you? You had somebody speak on. Was it Paul Malone, Grassroots North Carolina?
Yes, sir. What about him?
I saw that they were finally suing Democrat Sheriff Gary McFadden. this is the guy in Mecklenburg County. All right.
Yeah.
We've got to back up. There are 100 counties in North Carolina. One of them, the sheriff says, yeah, you know, I have to find out that you have a clean mental health record. I'm going to submit your firearm purchase application. We're going to check with the Veterans Affairs Administration to make sure you don't have a mental health issue. You know, if you have PTSD, we want to make sure you're treated, even if you've never been in the military. And he's got thousands of people who he won't give a permit to.
Well, that's because in North Carolina, they very much still have a Jim Crow law in place where if you do want a permit, you have to go see your sheriff. So it's sort of like California. Sort of like California. Now, this Mecklenburg guy, he's decided that he's going to, he's going to make sure about you, buddy. Even though these are all just his preference. It has nothing to do with law, because if it had to do with law, he'd be like, oh, let's see. Okay, yep, you're clean. Here you go. Be careful out there. You know, that's what it should be, but that's not
right.
What it is. And anyway, yeah, they are suing him. And the thing about Vallone is Vallone dots the I's and crosses the T's. So if this guy's got a lawsuit coming against him, he should probably be a little bit worried. He should be probably having some Laurie Smith apprehensions like out of Santa Clara. So anyway, but before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you one last time. Please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland. Who you got coming up next?
Well, I got Dan. I got Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com.
I read him every day. Thank you for having me on, Bill.
It was my pleasure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.